This is Rabbi Naftali Buchwald of the Kol of Houston, bringing you your weekly Torah Minute. At the beginning of this week's Parsha, Parshas Bahaloscha, Rashi tells us how Aaron HaKohen felt bad when he saw his shevet wasn't included in the inaugural Korbanos of the Mishkan mentioned at the end of last week's Parsha. He then explains, Gadol shelcha mishalahem, sha'ata madlik umeti vesaneros, that the kindling of the menorah by Aaron was even greater than those inaugural Korbanos. The Ramban asks, what's so special about the kindling of the menorah and not some other service in the Mishkan? Why the menorah, not the daily teres? Or when the Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh HaKodesh in Yom Kippur? The Medrash gives a mashal. Two men are walking in the forest. One is blind. The second has the gift of sight. As they travel, the seeing man constantly comes to the aid of the blind man to prevent him from tripping or getting lost. Eventually, when they arrive at their destination, the seeing man asks the blind man to light a candle for him in the dark house. The blind man is troubled. Why doesn't the seeing man just light it himself? He responds, I wanted to give you a chance to try and say thank you in some small form for all of the help I gave you along the way. So too here, Hashem lit the way for us in the Midbar, and now he asks us to light the menorah in his dwelling place, the Mishkan, as a token of our gratitude for all that he has done for us. This is what makes the kindling of the menorah so very special. It's our opportunity to say thank you. That's what Hashem told Aaron. Gadol shelcha mishalahem sha'ata madlik umeti vesaneros. Your role is even greater than their karbanos, because you get a chance to say thank you. This has been Rabbi Naftali Buchwald of the Kol of Houston with your weekly Torah Minute. Have a wonderful Shabbos.